Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, and this is the episode for Wednesday, January 3rd. The holidays are over and now we're back to basketball, so back to business here on Locked On Pistons. And hey, we got a Facebook page now. I converted my journalist page over on Facebook to one. It's at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. So find me on Facebook there. Like that page. I appreciate everyone who has already done that. And thanks for doing that as well. So we got an injury update for the Pistons as Coach Stan Van Gundy talked a little bit at practice on Tuesday about who might be available going forward. Some news on Avery Bradley, John Luehr, and Stanley Johnson as well. An inside look at the Miami Heat, who the Pistons will be playing on the road against tonight, Wednesday night, in the first game of 2018. And a special feature for you guys, the Tracy McGrady All-Stars, the best players in NBA history who made a brief cameo for the Detroit Pistons. We'll be talking about them. But wide receiver Roy Williams, Rodney Stuckey, Herman Moore, Darko Milicic, what do those guys have in common? Well, they are all hanging up in a closet at my parents' house. Sports jerseys are expensive and they have a short shelf life. The season you invest in one, you know that guy is getting traded soon. But there's no better gear than jerseys to wear to the game or to school. Or book a warm vacation and get out of this weather and wear your Pistons jersey to the beach. Rep the Squad is your answer for all of this. It's a mail-in jersey subscription service for authentic jerseys, not the cheap ones. It's genius, and Detroit is one of their initial markets. Switch between your favorite styles and stars whenever you'd like. They got Lions, they got Pistons, and they're growing to add more teams and more jerseys in the future. They got Stafford's gray jersey, Darius Slay in Honolulu blue, Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson in blue, Grant Hill's old teal jersey as well. They're all on there. New jerseys arrive fresh and clean in 2 or 3 days in the mail. It's like the old Netflix system for authentic jerseys. Free shipping as well when you sign up for the subscription. It's perfect for your kids who are going to grow out of those jerseys anyway. You can cancel anytime. And it's a great gift idea, as gift subscriptions are available too. The perfect gift for the sports fan in your life. Rep the Squad. The Locked On Pistons promo code is LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D. Again, that's LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D. That'll get you 2 weeks free. So again, that promo code at Rep the Squad is LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D, at the website repthesquad.com. Support this podcast and enjoy this fine product and Rep the Squad this season. Talking Pistons, we had Dana Gruder, the former Oakland press writer, filling in for the Detroit Free Press today. Maybe Vince Ellis is celebrating Alabama's victory from Monday night and their forthcoming berth into the national championship game. But according to Dana Gruder's article, they said Avery Bradley is probable after going through Tuesday's practice to play on Wednesday against the Miami Heat. And afterwards, Bradley said he's good to go. So we'll see about that. He missed 7 games, but should be back in the starting lineup for the Pistons tonight. Who goes to the bench? Well, Stan Van Gundy said Anthony Tolliver and Reggie Bullock will probably rotate the fifth starting spot depending on matchups, teaming with the other starters, Tobias Harris and Andre Drummond, and Ish Smith, who is filling in for the injured Reggie Jackson, who will be gone for several weeks going forward, and who knows, might not even be back this season. Well, time will tell how he recovers from that grade 3 ankle sprain, which is grade 3 is a worse thing than a regular ankle sprain. I mean, we got to come to grips with the fact that Reggie Jackson, if he does come back this season, may not be the same player kind of going forward, at least this year, and they definitely don't want to rush him back with the big investment that they have in him going forward. But speaking of bad news in the injury front, John Luehr, apparently, according to Dan Gruder's article, surgery could be possible for John Luehr. He hasn't played since the first couple weeks of the season, and he hasn't really responded to the ankle injury. They had an injection of lubrication into his ankle to try to loosen things up a couple weeks ago. Hasn't really happened for him. So again, surgery might be possible for him. No good news coming from the power forward in terms of his injury status. And the more bad news for the Pistons, sounds like Stanley Johnson will also not be available tonight for the second straight game. That hip strain that he's been dealing with since pretty much the beginning of the season. Stan Van Gundy said he's doubtful at best, quote unquote, to play against the Heat on Wednesday night. We talked about how this kind of injury could linger for him going forward, especially the type of athlete that he is and the type of role that he plays for the Pistons as kind of a defensive specialist. And that hip really hurts that lateral movement, and that might be a problem for Stanley throughout the season. But we're going to be talking about the Miami Heat and some of the injury issues that they have as well in a little bit. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men in that coveted demo of 18 to 44, then this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the Tracy McGrady All-Stars, as the Hall of Famer is among the group of players who were great players in the NBA and also made cameo appearances on the Detroit Pistons, whether early on in their career or maybe later on in their career, or even in the prime of their career, even though it didn't really work out for them. And I got a whole list of honorable mentions, some blasts from the past to bring up to you as guys that maybe you forgot that they played for the Pistons. A lot of this skews towards people then during my lifetime, as obviously it sparked up a lot of those types of feelings and thoughts in me, and I want to bounce those off you guys, as I believe a lot of the listeners are in my age group category as well, 20s and 30s and whatnot. I know there's not a lot of the older Pistons fans set. And maybe if you are out there and you have some of the ones that I didn't remember, email them along to me as well. But back to modern times, the Pistons, first game of 2018 at 7:30 p.m. tonight Eastern time on Fox Sports Detroit, taking on the Miami Heat on the road. The Heat are seventh in the Eastern Conference at 19-17, only a game and a half behind the Pistons, who are sitting in fourth place, just mere percentage points over the Washington Wizards for fifth place. It's one of those red circle games that I talked about going into the season, and the Miami Heat have stayed kind of in the Pistons' same realm of tiers in the Eastern Conference. So it's one of those bigger games that counts maybe for a little bit more in the standings, as you're giving not only yourselves a win with a victory, but also giving one of your rivals and teams that you're going to be jockeying for playoff position with a loss as well. The Heat playing well, and they're three-point favorites, according to Vegas, going into the game despite some injuries, although there's injuries on both sides, as we covered just a bit ago. The Heat are 8-4 in their last 12 games, but that includes a couple of weak wins over Orlando, and they also took it on the chin from Brooklyn the other night, too. They've got the injury issues as well. Dion Waiters, their spark plug scorer, who's their second leading scorer on the team, he's got a sprained ankle, and he's been declared out for the game, as well as Justice Winslow, who's out with a knee injury right now that has kept him out for the past 10 games. A player who could be coming back for Eric Spoelstra's lineup is James Johnson, a key reserve forward for them. He's questionable, but Spoelstra said on Tuesday that he could be coming back for this one. The teams played on November 12th in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena, but the Pistons getting a 112-103, one of their best wins of the season. They played really well and shot it well from three-point land as well. But all the talk about the home court advantage of teams traveling to South Beach and teams maybe on the road coming in on less than top form if they hit the bars the night before. Instead of that, the Heat are 8-9 this year at American Airlines Arena, which is a little bit of a deviation from the norm for what is normally a strong home team. In fact, they're one of only two NBA teams currently in the playoffs, so in the top eight of their respective conferences if the playoffs were to start today, blah, blah, blah. But they're one of only two of those teams that has a losing record at home right now. And the other one, interestingly enough, is the Portland Trailblazers, who are 8-10 at the Moda Center. And that's another team that's historically known for being really tough at home. So kind of, like I said, some deviations from the normal strengths for the Trailblazers and the Heat at home. I was looking for some superlatives on the team of guys who are ranked near the top of the NBA in certain stats. And Kelly Olynyk, he's the free agent signing that they picked up from Boston in the offseason after Olynyk knocked out the Washington Wizards with a strong Game 7 three-point shooting performance in the second round last year. But Olynyk is 12th best three-point shooter in the league right now at 43.9%, two spots below Tobias Harris, who is holding still at that 44%, still holding strong after that nice start that he had beyond the arc at the beginning of the season. Speaking of beyond the arc, Wayne Ellington comes off the bench but plays a lot of minutes for the Heat, and he hoists up those three-pointers. The North Carolina product has turned himself into one of the league's premier shooters. Think about Richard Rip Hamilton when you think about Wayne Ellington, as far as a guy who's coming off of screens a lot, running his defender around the court quite a bit. But he's actually going for three-pointers, whereas Rip, as we all know, settled for a lot of those mid-range jump shot, which was kind of his forte back in the day. But Goran Dragic and Hassan Whiteside are the Heat's two best players, and look for those guys to be kind of the key for Stan Van Gundy's defensive game plan. Whiteside has only played 18 games, so he's probably going to be eliminated from All-Star contention, and he's Superlative-wise, he's up near the top of the rebounding leaders in the NBA, although I don't think he qualifies game-wise to win the, you know, mythical rebounding title that statistics give out at the end of the year or whatever. But Dragic is probably the only chance for an all-star. He definitely is the only chance for an all-star out of this group. And I don't know, that he seems like he's kind of on the fringe, and it doesn't really seem like he'll quite get there out of the Eastern Conference backcourt. They got nobody in the individual defensive rating top 20, and the same thing, nobody in the individual offensive rating for top 20. No real standouts on this team. They're 24th in offensive rating, 13th in defensive rating. And according to the Miami Herald, something to watch out for, Coach Spoelstra has been talking a lot about the new stat, screen assists, and his team has been delivering on that. So the Pistons need to watch out for screens when they're playing defensively against the Heat. The Heat are number one in the league in screen assists with 11.3 per game. So you're going to watch how the Pistons are defending screens and also how the referees are calling those screens, especially early on in the game, to kind of set the tone. A lot of those screen assists have come off the bench from Kentucky rookie Bam Adebayo. He's a little bit undersized height-wise, but he's just a load of a human being, so it kind of makes sense that that's been his bread and butter so far this year. And also some local news from the Heat. Michigan, University of Michigan point guard Derek Walton, who's a rookie, undrafted, going into this season, he's been getting some run lately for Spoelstra. He's on a two-way contract with the G League right now, but he's been playing for the big club lately. He played over 20 minutes twice in the last five games, including scoring a career-high 7 points in a recent win against the Dallas Mavericks. That's kind of a definite deviation from the norm for him, though, as that's one-third of his entire output of 21 points that he's scored so far this year. The Pistons will then be going to Philly on Friday to take on Joel Embiid and the 76ers, and then they'll be returning home for a quick game before three on the road again, but it's home on Saturday night against the Houston Rockets. Fantasy sports fans, listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft is my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. And it's not just me, more than 1 million people that have already downloaded Draft 2. Play in a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LOPISTONS. That's right. Play in a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LOPISTONS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure that you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Pistons listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to thedraft.com and come play for free with me right now with promo code LOPISTONS. We're going to be talking about the Tracy McGrady All-Stars, the five best players in NBA history who made brief cameos with Detroit here on Locked On Pistons. If you're interested in the Detroit Lions coaching search forthcoming here in January, you need to be listening to Matt Derry's Locked On Lions podcast, by the way, here on the Locked On Network. You know him from Detroit Sports Radio, and he is still with us every day doing the Daily Detroit Lions podcast like we are here on the Pistons. He does a great job. He's a great pro, obviously, as well, and I want to thank him for his support of Locked On Pistons. And go ahead and subscribe to Locked On Lions, rate him on iTunes, all that good stuff. Follow on social media at Derry Speaks on Twitter as well. Around the league, Isaiah Thomas is back for the Cavaliers. He played on Tuesday night, scoring 17 points in 19 minutes in his debut for Cleveland with LeBron James. They had a win against Portland at home. Isaiah will not be playing tonight as they are in Boston. It could have been an emotional reunion for him going back to Beantown, but it's a back-to-back, so he's on a heavy minutes restriction, and he will not be playing in that game. The Pistons have a back-to-back against Cleveland later this month, so you would figure that they'll see one game of Isaiah Thomas and then maybe one game of not Isaiah Thomas if things hold true with his minutes restriction and if he stays healthy enough to be in the lineup at that point. But our big topic today, the Tracy McGrady All-Stars. I saw him talking on ESPN and reminded me of the time that he played for the Pistons that one season, and I wanted to put together a list of the Can You Believe These Guys Played on the Pistons list, some of the best in NBA history to play for Detroit. I want to start off with the bench. I went through a whole bunch of lists here. Of course, some of these guys on the bench, these are not some of the best players in NBA history, but they're notable names for one reason or another nonetheless, and you might have forgotten about their stint in Detroit, as I forgot about a couple of these guys and remembered a couple of these guys as well. This list and these lists here skew towards people in my lifetime, obviously, as you can imagine. But if I forgot any, or if you, some of the old school listeners here know of some of the ones that I forgot as I kind of scanned over the lists here, let me know. Email me at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com, or reach out to me at Twitter at Matt_Schoch, another underscore after that, if I forgot any of them. So here's that kind of the bench. Some of the guys that you might have forgotten were Pistons. Kwame Brown. How about Kwame Brown? He played two seasons and started actually 30 games in 2008-09. It was kind of that dark period between the going-to-work Pistons as they were kind of fading away and bit by bit losing either their productivity or even their roster spots or even their spot in Detroit. So he played and was a starter for the Pistons. Kenny Smith, the Jet, on TNT of Houston Rockets fame, started off with the Sacramento Kings, but one of his final teams was the Detroit Pistons. In 96-97, he was signed as a free agent and played nine games for the Pistons. I actually do not remember that. Caron Butler, an all-star player in his time with the Miami Heat, he played for the Pistons. You probably do remember that. Dana Barros, some of you Pistons heads will remember that one. He played in the 90s for the Detroit Pistons as well, along with Cedric Sabalas, the big-time blindfold dunker for the Phoenix Suns, whose career never really materialized, put up some big numbers for the Suns, and also was a little bit productive here in Detroit. Was one of the better players on some of those teams that he played on as well. Derek Coleman, a Detroit guy, he rounded up his career late in the after he kind of his weight was an issue when he was with Detroit, and later on in his career he was supposed to be one of the top players in the league for the Nets and the 76ers, but he ended up playing with the Pistons a couple years. Tony Delk of University of Kentucky fame lit it up for the Pistons for a few games there. Juan Dixon, who led Maryland to a national championship, he was a Piston. Alvin Robertson, one of the top steals guys in NBA history, and the tail end of the Bad Boys days, he joined as they were trying to figure out a way to recapture that old glory from the Bad Boys days and get back to where they were a couple seasons ago. He played for the Pistons as well. Joe Smith, the former number one pick in the draft, he was a Piston for a couple years. I'm sure you guys might remember that. And Corey Maggette was one of the better Pistons for a couple years before he was traded for Ben Gordon, I believe, at the end of his Pistons time. So, or actually, I think they acquired him by trading Ben Gordon away and jettisoning one of those picks in that deal. But the Tracy McGrady All-Stars, the starting five of the top five players in NBA history who made a brief and mostly forgettable cameo for the Detroit Pistons starts with McGrady, the Hall of Famer from he was inducted into Springfield last year. He played a full season with the Pistons, 72 games with Detroit. It was his second to last year in the NBA in 2010-2011. He averaged about 8 points a game that year. The second guy who's going to be dominating the ball as he did throughout his career, and you remember this stint for sure, Allen Iverson. He was traded from the Denver Nuggets to the Pistons early on in the season in 2008-2009, and the trade that ended Chauncey Billups' first stint with the Pistons. He would come back later on to end his career. Iverson played in 54 games for the Pistons and scored 17.4 points per game, so pretty productive in an Allen Iverson kind of way. And something I didn't remember that but vaguely rings a bell with me, he started the All-Star game that year in 2009 as a member of the Detroit Pistons, obviously based on the fan vote, which was obviously based on his prior success, but got 1.8 million fan votes that year and started in the All-Star game for the Pistons. Another guy on the list of the Tracy McGrady All-Stars is Chris Webber, the Detroiter. He started for the Pistons in the last half of 2006-2007 as the Pistons were trying to get that keep the going-to-work era going. He wore number 84 at his nephew's request. He got waived by the 76ers. This is post a couple of knee surgeries and obviously post his very successful Sacramento Kings career that he had over in the Pacific Northwest. But he got 11 points per game and 6 rebounds per game on the Pistons after he was a starter on that team that got lit up by LeBron James and the Cavs in the second round there. That was LeBron James' famous coming out party in 2007 against the Detroit Pistons at the Palace. Webber was gone the next year, and he only played 9 games in the rest of his career, wrapping it up where it all started with the Golden State Warriors before he called it a career. So the next one would be Sean Elliott. Elliott was a reliable close to 20 points per game scorer throughout his entire career with the San Antonio Spurs until the very end, except for that one season that he was with the Detroit Pistons in the middle of his prime in 1993 and 1994, that season, the 93-94 season. Like I said, he was close to a 20-point-per-game scorer in San Antonio all those years, but he averaged just 12.1 points per game in Detroit. He made all-star games before he came to Detroit with the Spurs and then after his time in Detroit. The Pistons got rid of Dennis Rodman to acquire Sean Elliott. The deal was Sean Elliott and David Wood in a first-round pick that would become Jerome Williams, the Junkyard Dog. The Pistons gave up Dennis Rodman, Isaiah Butch Morris, and two picks, which ended up being Antonio Lang and John Wallace, both first-round picks there. Actually, I'm sorry. Antonio Lang was a second-round pick, and John Wallace was a first-round pick. So after that one forgettable season that Elliott played with Isaiah and Joe Dumars with the Pistons in 93 and 94, he was traded back to San Antonio after the season for Bill Curley and a second-rounder. So essentially, the Pistons gave up Dennis Rodman and more. And Dennis Rodman was obviously a little messed up in the head by the time that his Pistons career was ended. We've all heard all the stories about that. But to give up a player like Dennis Rodman and to end up with a year later getting Bill Curley in a second rounder, pretty much a waste there, which was one of the moves that signaled the really quick ending of the Bad Boys era. But the fifth guy on this list, we're going back a little bit for this one, is Hall of Famer Bob McAdoo. He was the first pick in the NBA draft in 1972, and like I mentioned, a Hall of Famer in the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, a five-time All-Star. He played for Detroit for 64 games in what should have been around the prime of his career, in his late 20s. It didn't work out. He had most of his good years with Buffalo and the New York Knicks. He was waived by Detroit in 1981, and a couple years later won the first of his two NBA titles with the Los Angeles Lakers. So Tracy McGrady, Allen Iverson, Chris Webber, Sean Elliott, and Bob McAdoo. I would take those five guys in their prime and put them up against a lot of teams out there's best players in their entire careers. And I was starting to put, when I was getting pretty excited about this list at first, I started to put them up against the Pistons all-time list of guys that you would consider anchors of the Pistons franchise. But as we got kind of thinner in the second half of it with the Sean Elliott and Chris Webber types, that I realized that we'll save that argument for who the top five pure Detroit Pistons are. We'll save that one for another day, as there aren't a lot of clear answers. You got to put Isaiah Thomas pretty much as the point guard. But after that, some arguments for the other starting five spots. But like I said, it is Draft Wednesday. Go to draft.com, download the draft app, use promo code LOPISTONS as you're loading in the money, and you can get into our free and Locked On Pistons contest that if you follow me on the app at Matt Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H at the handle there, I will invite you into the contest. It's filling up as we speak, so you better hurry. But we'll be talking about the game against the Miami Heat, which is tonight on Thursday's podcast, wrapping up that one up as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. We got the Locked On Pistons Twitter feed at Locked On Pistons. We've got the new Facebook page, which has already got 700 members on it, going strong. So follow us on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Follow the Locked On NBA Network Twitter feed at Locked On NBA Net. And go ahead and rate us on iTunes. Follow us on all the social media channels. And I'm looking forward to a big 2018. If you have any guests that you think we should have on the Locked On Pistons podcast, let me know. Another Happy New Year to all you guys, and thanks for listening through the season and as we go into 2018 as well, and hopefully into a playoff run for the Detroit Pistons too. But thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you again soon.